From Learfield IMG College, this is the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Final score from Pensacola. Texas State tops Georgia Southern by a final score of 93-61. Joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. And coach, it seemed like Texas State really came out hot, and especially that zone defense giving you a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, you know, I wanted our players to come out with a little more zest. Texas, hats off to them for advancing. I thought they came out with a lot of intensity, and with our young group, we just weren't really prepared for it to be so intense or that early.
What's the biggest thing with the 93-61 final? What's the biggest thing that you go into the locker room now and say to this team?
You know, keep our heads up. So the future is bright. So we just had, you know, six freshmen, four sophomores out there on the court along with two seniors. And so we're a young group. And so the one thing I like is we continue to battle and fight. You know, I thought Texas State was hitting, you know, every shot up under the sun. I mean, they were just really on one. And so for us to keep on competing when we're down by a large deficit really shows that, look, we do have fighters in this locker room, and it will be all right in the future.
We've talked about it a couple of times throughout the season of that never give up mentality. And you finished the ball game on a 20-5 run against Texas State. What does it say about this team when the last couple of seconds of possibly the season is winding down, but still having that fight in this game?
Yeah, you know, just never give up. So you keep on fighting. Even the last 7 seconds, you know, Texas State called a timeout, and we still wanted to be up and pressing a little bit. So this is a great learning experience. You know, this is first tournament for a lot of our players at the collegiate level. And so they see what it's like. So even though, you know, we played the fourth seed, you know, every night is a championship game. And so you want to try to do your best to survive in advance. And so although I thought we waited a little too late to kind of turn it on, we still went out guns blazing and kept on fighting.
Now that you turn your attention to the offseason, what's the biggest thing over the next couple of weeks and months that you look for this team to continue on that path that you talk about all the time towards the Sun Belt Conference Championship?
Just making sure we can get some pieces in to fill those senior shoes, and then making sure we just get a little stronger. I thought with six freshmen, our physicality wasn't where I wanted it to be. And then just really learn the system. You know, it was a little difficult with the pandemic and coming in late, not being able to practice sometimes due to quarantine. And so it's just a weird season for everyone. But, you know, I'm excited about the future. You know, I'm happy. I want to thank God for giving us another day to play, so we was able to finish out our season. And so I think everything's in a positive on our end.
Coach, we appreciate the time as always. You have done a fantastic job with this program, and really appreciate your time all season long helping us out and making our jobs a lot easier.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate you.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard. A final score here from Pensacola as Georgia Southern falls to the Texas State Bobcats by a final score of 93-61. We'll wrap up the season and look ahead to the 2021-2022 season, as Roe and I will do that when we continue on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.